Your girlfriend will hate Bird Dog's khaki shorts. She'll say the llamas on their website look like a preschooler's birthday party invite, not an apparel company. She'll say the sexual innuendos in their newsletters are meant for 7th graders, not grown men like you. She might even tell you that naming one of the products, quote, Fistover Columbus, is borderline offensive. But as soon as you feel their soft inner liner and see how great their stretch material makes you look, you'll never want to take them off. Go to birddogs.com/radio to find out for yourself. They'll even throw in a free tumbler. That's birddogs.com/radio.
I would suit up in my uniform and you're going out on patrol. What are we going to do tonight? Well, we're going to rob some drug dealers. And I know how to do it really well.
Listen to and follow The Set, an Odyssey Originals documentary podcast series, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your shows.
I'm not a bad guy, man, but I loved being that dirty.
All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I love summer, but I want it to be September because I'm ready for football season to be here and us talking about NFL regular season games all throughout the year. We'll head out to the guest line right now and welcome in a phenomenal player for the Green Bay Packers, and that, of course, is their defensive lineman, their star defensive lineman, in Kenny Clark, always kind enough to join us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Kenny, how the offseason been treating you? How you been?
What's up, Zach? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you coming on. You know, I thought about you the other day because I was scrolling through TikTok and I saw a video of a young Kenny Clark at UCLA catching a touchdown against Virginia. That was awesome seeing that video.
That was the first game of the season a couple years ago.
Have you ever caught a pass in the NFL?
No, I never caught a pass in the NFL yet. Nah.
Well, what's going on with LaFleur? Like, I think when training camp starts, you got to walk in there and say, "Get me the ball."
You see it, though. I look like a natural out there, though.
I thought you were a tight end, if I'm being honest with you, Kenny.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
So how'd that come about, that play?
We used to run this package with me, Eddie Vanderdose, and Miles Jack all the time. And, you know, Miles was a great two-way player for us. So it started off with us just being like a big jumbo package with us three in there. And it started off like a goal line package, and then we just start expanding off of that. Start expanding the playbook off the plays, and start using play action off of it. And you know, it was one of those plays where you know we just decided to fake it to Miles, and Eric got everybody eyes down, and you know I just rolled out to the flat and caught a touchdown pass.
Did you have any background that way in high school? Just wondering.
I mean, not really. I mean, I just whether I was playing on the street and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I always been an athlete, though. You know, I always been an athlete, so it wasn't nothing new to me.
I'm telling you, you got clout now in that locker room. You're one of the leaders on the Packers. I know people in the past aren't afraid to make demands in Green Bay. You got a demand to catch a touchdown this year.
Yeah, I'm going to have to hit up Coach about that. I'm going to have to hit him up and see what he's talking about that.
Kenny,
show him the clip.
Kenny Clark here with us. So every time we talk to you, you kind of say that you feel as if you're underrated and you haven't got your respect yet. You've now made the Pro Bowl 2 times. I think you're a phenomenal player in the league, and I'm not just saying that because you're on this show. How do you think you're viewed now in the NFL after beating the league since 2016?
Man, honestly, I still kind of feel the same way. I don't know, man. I think to like the football world. I mean that's where it should matter. But you know, I want everybody feeling the same way about me. Like I said, the football world. I feel like you know, if you really know the game, you really watch football, you know what my job is and what I'm supposed to do. Like I feel like I feel like a lot of people have the most respect out of me, like a lot of respect from me, but. You know, just to the average fan out there or whatever, I don't think I get the credit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, whether it's, you know, the sack numbers or whatever the case may be, like, I don't know. I just feel like I don't. So, I mean, you know, it's just up to me to just keep on doing what I'm doing, you know, keep being consistent, keep playing ball as I know how, and, you know, just do my job.
I also think it matters, like, what type of fan base you have and you have great fans in Green Bay, like a buddy of mine, Deion Dawkins. Not a lot of times offensive linemen get a lot of love, or linemen in general, but in Buffalo, those fans are crazy, and they rock with him all the way. You got to feel that love from Packers fans, because anytime someone doesn't give you your respect, I feel like Packers fans back you.
Oh, yeah. No, Packers fans, I mean, Packers fans are the best in the world. I mean, they always going back me, you know what I'm saying? Packers fans, they always show love, and they always back me or whatever. But I'm just saying, just from the overall, you know, league's perspective, worldwide like perspective, I still feel like I don't get that credit. But you know what I'm saying? I'll get it eventually.
Kenny Clark from the Green Bay Packers here with us. Now, I look at the names on your defense. You guys got a lot of talent. What are your expectations for your defense this year?
Man, the expectations is high. We got to put it all together. You know, I think it's always spurts where we can play some dominant defense. Like the last, five, six games of the season when we went on that run, we played some real good football, and played some really good offenses. And, we turned the ball over, guys didn't really score on us like that. And we got to just carry that momentum going on forward and just understand, with our team, we got a lot of big names on our defense. We got a lot of guys that have experience that's played at a high level. And, I think individually, a lot of us, a lot of us can play at a high level at times, but we need to consistently be able to bring that, every single game, and put that next step forward and just be better all around. You know what I'm saying? And really had them live up to them expectations that we got on our defense.
You know that the biggest storyline in the NFL this past offseason has been Aaron Rodgers. Once Rodgers gets traded, everyone's now picking the Vikings or the Lions to win this division. Do you feel like Green Bay's getting disrespected nationally heading into this year?
Yeah, 100%. But that's cool. I like it that way. You know, this has been one of the first off seasons where we ain't really been getting the credit, getting the love. You know, everybody says Aaron that determines the factor whether we win or lose. So, we love it, man. We gonna embrace it, and When it comes week one, when the season gets here, we'll see how everything stack up. But we're excited about it.
What has Jordan Love proven to this locker room?
Man, he's just been steady. He's coming in to work. He's gonna be a great player. Excited about everything that he brings to our team. He's definitely like a leader. He came in, he comes in every single day and works his ass off. And I think that's what the guys respect about him. That's what everybody loves about him. He got that quiet, that quiet swag, that quiet just confidence. And, everybody feed off of that. So can't wait to get out there with Jordan.
We all know how great of a quarterback Aaron Rodgers is. There was a lot of drama the last few years. Now to just move on from that, I know that it's tough, but is it a little bit refreshing to just move forward after all these questions the last few years about Rodgers?
I mean, stuff happens, man. Like how I see it, it is what it is. Guys move on. I didn't see a lot of people come and go, in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? And, it is what it is. Only thing we can control is just going out there and playing football every Sunday and just playing our best brand of football. So all that stuff, all the other stuff in the off season and all the drama or whatever, it is what it is. Just let all that stuff play out, however it's playing out.
Yeah, one more on Rodgers, I'll just move on. Is it weird, though, when the offseason program, now you're getting ready for training camp, just going there and he's not there after being in Green Bay for so many years?
What, Aaron being gone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely weird. I mean, when you got somebody that's been here, he played here, 18 years, I think, or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a long time. I mean, he didn't been here. So it definitely was different, But like I said, it's the league, this is a business, this is how stuff goes. And,
Kenny Clark here with us. Let me just ask you one more thing before we let you run. Christian Watson, he was awesome down the stretch. What did he really show you down the stretch at the end of the year?
Man, Christian really, you know, turned into that number, that true number one, man. He you know, he has great speed. You know, he's a big receiver. You know, like you see guys hit him, man. They bounce off of him. Just him being so big, and you know, it's hard to find that good combination of size and speed, being able to really stretch the field. And you know, having a guy out there like that guy's gonna have to double eventually, and guys gonna have to account for his speed out there. It's gonna open up a lot of things for our offense. So I'm excited about that.
But last thing I'll ask you, you know how to identify offensive linemen because you have to go up against them. We know Elgton Jenkins is phenomenal. Bakhtiari's been around forever. Where's this offensive line at for the Green Bay Packers? Where you kind of see them getting to work?
Oh yeah, and man, our offensive line is doing great, man. You know, it's been a group that's been growing, you know, together, and they've been with each other for a long time. You know, Josh is going into his third year. Ryan, I think, is in his fourth year. You know, Zach, Tom. You know, we got a lot of really good offensive linemen. So, you know, I'm excited about our offensive line. You know, those guys are ballers, and you know, can't wait to get out there on the field with them.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how this season plays out. And it's fitting, Kenny. First game of the year in Chicago up against the Bears, right? That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, hey, that's how you want it. I'm excited about it.
Well, good luck. Enjoy the rest of the offseason. And looking forward to seeing you continue to kick ass in September. Always appreciate when you take some time for us.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
We all have tasks we'd like to avoid, like mailing and shipping. It takes time lugging all those letters and packages to the post office. That's why you should try Stamps.com. For 25 years, Stamps.com has made mailing and shipping easy. You get all the services of the post office right on your computer, anytime. No traffic, no waiting, no hassle. Plus, you save money with discounts up to 84% on USPS and UPS. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer and printer. Print stamps, print shipping labels, and if you sell products online, Stamps.com connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart, so you can spend less time on shipping and more time on your business. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus postage and a digital scale. Just go to Stamps.com and enter code PROGRAM.